Good evening and welcome back to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn on Aspen Public Radio, our bi-weekly excursion down musical backroads and a little deeper into singer-songwriter country. Tonight, songwriter country, not so much singer, and definitely deeper down the backroads. So it was so great to be back live in the Aspen studio. I'm hunkered down once again in my home studio in Wilmington, North Carolina with the water bugs. The exterminator actually came today. And I came home expecting clean air and sweeping vistas, so to speak, bug-free. And then I opened the closet, and I saw a little flash of something red moving. That's what the water bugs are here. They're red. They're not your habitual cockroaches, although they really are cockroaches. I don't know how they got the lofty title of water bugs. But yeah, I guess he missed one. And this spring, I think I told you a little bit about my trip, but I went to Vermont for about a month. And while I was there, I met the Frizzell family. Bill Frizzell, head of the Frizzell family. And Bill Frizzell, unbeknownst to me, because I'm not really up on jazz guitar, he's like this world-famous superpower of guitar. So I experienced both Bill and his family and their antics, but I got to spend a little time with Bill hearing about his art form, his ways of making music, and his childhood spent being inspired by the Mickey Mouse Club. It's true. So we're going to hear some snippets of my interview tonight with Bill Frizzell at the Vermont Studio Center in Johnson, Vermont. And I'm going to treat you to his guitar from his Big Sur release. Big Sur actually stemmed from a commission from the 2012 Monterey Jazz Festival. They gave Bill some means to go make this album, which got rave reviews. And one reviewer kicked off her review with this sentence: "Is there an artist as well suited to record an album inspired by Big Sur as Bill Frizzell?" And of course, the answer was, nope, only Bill Frizzell can do this. So I hope you enjoy this new twist on Sonic Byways tonight. Not the kind of music I normally play for you, but that's the great thing about listening to all different kinds of music and kind of being open to it. You can see the light with just one guitar riff. So let's get started. We'll feature a slew of songs from Bill Frizzell, and then we'll hear from Bill and his daughter Monica as well, my friend, who chimes in every now and then for some good Sonic Byway-ian banter. Thank you. You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn on Aspen Public Radio. A couple of starter songs get you all in the mood for Bill Frisell and his beautiful jazz guitar. Those songs off of Big Sur, and we're about to hear my interview with Bill Frisell in the sort of sound chamber-y studio in Vermont. So bear with the sound. It actually is okay, but you might hear a little echo. Just think fishbowl. I think it was raining outside. That was pretty much what it did the whole time. Very good for recording rogue interviews with visiting musicians. And one more quick disclaimer. This was live from the hip recording with my portable recorder. There's a lawnmower in the background. You can sort of hear this buzzing underneath. It doesn't obstruct Bill's words, which is the good news, but you know, maybe just creates a little more sonic ambiance, so to speak. So let's join Bill Frisell and myself for a little bit before we hear some more music from Bill on Sonic Byways.
Hi.
Hi.
According to Wikipedia, I don't know if you wrote this yourself.
No, I did not.
I did a little research. You know, we've been getting to know each other the past few weeks, and I just wanted to check my facts. So, legendary guitarist, actually one of the leading guitarists since the late 80s. Is that true?
I wouldn't believe everything you hear. I don't know. I've been playing the guitar for a long time now. It's starting to mount up. No, it's weird. You know, thinking back, you know, growing up in, I'm 62 years old, right? So
according to Wikipedia.
That's, I'll vouch for that. I was born in 1951. Uh-huh. So, and the guitar has been, I sort of grew up with the whole electric guitar, basically. Mm-hmm. The Fender Telecaster guitar was born around the same time I was, and rock and roll. And
so were you drawn towards that sound immediately when you heard it?
Well,
because your music's, I wouldn't say necessarily around that sound.
I don't even know. I just remember being fascinated with, from when I was so small, like when my parents first got a television when I was like 4 or 5, and I would watch the Mickey Mouse Club on television, and there was the leader of the Mouseketeers on the, you know, it's all the kids with their Mickey Mouse ears on and
right.
stuff. And then at the end, the big older guy, Jimmy, would come out with his guitar, and it had Mickey Mouse painted on the guitar, and they'd all sing together. And that's sort of my first memory of thinking how cool it was. There was this object that he had that he sort of brought all these people together, and it was this cool thing. And I think it was about, that was when I was about 4 years old, and I remember actually making I took a cardboard box and got rubber bands, and I made this pretend guitar for myself. Since then, I found a picture of me with my grandfather, and he was playing this little toy violin, and I was holding a ukulele, and I think I was even younger. I was like 2 or 3 years old, and I was holding this thing. So I'm just saying it's sort of been, you know, and then you watch, just the growing up in this country with television and cowboy shows, the cowboys had guitars, and then by the time I start getting a little bit older, it just seemed like guitars were always around. My friend across the street had one. That's where I first started messing around with my friends, and then, and this, I mean, this is even before, I always think of the Beatles as this big, huge event. Even before that, I was listening to surf music and the Beach Boys and stuff like that.
How old were you when the Beatles came into their heyday?
I was in seventh grade, is that right?
How exciting. I don't know.
Oh, it was unbelievable. So
I think I saw Beatlemania in seventh grade.
No, it was, that was,
awesome.
It was like the whole world changed from, I remember seeing, my parents had a subscription to Time magazine, and I remember seeing, there was an article before they were on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I saw these guys with, it just seemed so radically long, their hair seemed weird. And
was Paul's long too? I'm trying to remember.
Well,
Paul's
just,
was like long,
you know,
back then too.
Now it looks like so conservative.
Totally.
You know, wearing suits and everything, but at the time, they looked like crazy, you know, and I just remember at school, from one day to, you know, did you hear they're going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show? And And just after that, it was like, I don't know, it just seemed like a whole shift. And it wasn't just me. It was like, it seemed like everybody.
It wasn't just you. No, other people liked the Beatles too.
Yeah, there were other people that liked the Beatles too. No, it was just, it was huge. And then it seemed like everybody wanted to play the guitar. And just being at that age, you know, one day I wanted to play baseball or something like that. And then the next day, oh, forget that. I just want to get a guitar. And it just seemed like everybody had guitars.
Thank you.
So was it easy for you to play guitar?
I mean, there's...
Do you even remember?
No, it doesn't. Hard? I mean, it feels hard now. It feels...
Really?
Every day I wake up and... That doesn't change. It feels very similar to the first... You know, today I got it. I'm like, oh man, what am I going to... You have to... It feels... Internally... I mean, I know, you know, I've been playing for 50 years, whatever it is. But it's still... There's still as much in front of you that you haven't done as there was. It's infinite what you haven't done yet. So you have to just... And you always have that weight in front of you. It's either a weight, not a weight, but it's a... You know what I mean? It's the same...
It's like you'll never get to the end of it.
If you're going to move ahead and learn new stuff, it's... You have to be just happy. I had to learn to not be overwhelmed by that and just be cool with, okay, I'm here I am again. I'm going to just do the best I can.
So, like, to not be overwhelmed by all the music you haven't played, so to speak.
Just what all there is to learn. Because everything you do, every second, you play one note and it leads you to another note or all these other possibilities. It's just always like that. And it's like you can never get it.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Jamie Lynn, and Bill Frisell joining me this evening in our impromptu Vermont studio at the Vermont Studio Center. And we're about to hear from Monica, Bill's daughter, my friend. Monica's a photographer. She also does videography. She fools around with sound. She was actually going to be our recording engineer because rumor had it she had some awesome recording equipment, but turns out it was kind of similar to mine. I'm sure she maneuvered it a little better. But, you know, a lawnmower's a lawnmower. What are you going to do? But Monica was actually getting a tattoo during the time of the interview, which is a whole other episode of Sonic Byways. So she came in a little late, and, you know, we were fending for ourselves. But I'm really glad I got to capture some of Monica's witticisms as well. She has this awesome laugh, and I think I provoked it. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear Monica Frisell and her great laugh here. So, with no further ado, let us get back to the Frisell clan. Unfortunately, we didn't hear from Carol Frisell, very talented artist, an Italian lady, Bill's wife, Monica's mom, and just a really festive human being. So she was there in spirit with us. But let's rejoin the Frisells and then some more music as well from Bill Frisell tonight on Sonic Byways. So Monica, the lovely Monica's here, and we have Carol the painter and Monica the multimedia camera recording paparazzi, and you. So what's the Frisell art compound like in Seattle? I mean, are you playing Carol's painting and Monica's just going around snapping photos?
Oh, yeah, it's just like a artistic paradise there at home. No, actually, more here.
Talk about where we are.
Yeah, the Vermont Studio Center. This is one of the rare times when we actually can all be together at the same time doing what we want to be doing.
It's really cool. You guys are kind of like the Von Trapps, but minus all the brothers and sisters and the hike to Switzerland. I mean, you're all kidding aside, just creating together, and it's kind of neat.
No, it's been amazing. Because at home, it's more whatever the chaos of, you know, I travel a lot. I get home, and I need to do my laundry, and Monica's working, and then all the crazy
do
stuff.
Do you guys live together?
No.
Okay. I just think that's neat. Yeah, most people don't live, you know, so close to their parents anymore, or go home for dinner or that kind of thing. Yeah. So, it's a good thing. I'm not like saying it's a bad thing. You really need to move out of the neighborhood, Monica.
No, but she was in New York for 5 years or so, and then just recently came back.
So do you like your dad's music?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, very much so.
Earmuffs time, Bill.
No, I think it's... Somebody actually asked me if I really liked it recently at your show. Did I tell you about this? Mm-hmm. Vanguard. And,
like, do you really like that?
Yeah, basically. I forgot who it was, too. I got almost offended. But they said, they were like, so do you actually like this stuff, or do you like just coming and drinking in the back? And I said, no, I think this is actually probably my favorite music. I mean, it speaks to me more than other music, so.
And the drinking's good, too. Thank you.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Jamie Lynn. Thanks for being here tonight. Those are the highlights. The conversation went on. We spoke about non-artistic things. I think there was some discussion of fine whiskey and a party in the lounge later. You know, things that probably don't concern you music listeners. But I hope you enjoyed the music of Bill Frisell, a very prolific and, as you can hear, quite talented artist. And Bill treated us to an impromptu concert the last night we were there, stuff that he'd loosely been working on, and he acted like he didn't know what he was doing, but he kind of did. So back in real time, I'm in sultry Wilmington, North Carolina. And before I leave you for the evening, I need to give you a highlight. I've moved the home studio outside on the veranda, which is actually a patio, I'm told, but veranda seems more appropriate for the amazing flora and fauna and frogs and cicadas that are going off. You might be able to hear them in the background. Or perhaps you can hear the young 20-somethings walking by discussing Viagra. Yes, I just overheard on the sidewalk four young men walking to wherever they're going. One of them just said, you know, I've actually used Viagra. And then they started muttering and hit the stop sign and I didn't get the rest. So maybe on the next episode of Sonic Byways, we can hear the epilogue, the postscript to the Viagra episode. I'm Jamie Lynn. We'll speak to you in a couple weeks. Thanks for being a part of Sonic Byways on Aspen Public Radio. Thank you.